a good Thursday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He's Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier. I'm Chase McCabe with you here on this Thursday at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Christian Skelton back at the studio on the ones and twos. And excited to be here at the Omni today. I haven't been here in a while. It's been a minute.
They've asked about you.
I know. They probably were like, is he okay? And I am. I'm glad to be back. I was very excited about being at the Omni today to hang out. And we got a big show planned, including we're going to kick things off right away with the Bruschetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix that's coming to town. Will, how are you? Chase, good to meet you.
Nick, nice to meet you.
That's Nick.
Nice to meet you.
We're going to bring in NTT IndyCar Series driver Will Power, who is with us on the show now. What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You enjoying Nashville?
I am. Yes, I've been around a lot this morning at TV shows and radio and so on.
Race car drivers never have fun here. I just want you to know that. From NASCAR to IndyCar.
What, at this particular?
No, in Nashville.
In Nashville.
Because there's nothing to do.
There is nothing to do. Especially after the race. Go downtown, celebrate. Especially if you win.
Yes. Well, and I know you're hoping to do that on Sunday. How do you feel? I know this has been kind of a transition year for you of so long at Penske and now your new team. How do you feel like things are?
The second half, I mean, yes, the first half was quite rough with a ton of potential, led like five races and just, one thing or another, it didn't work out. But the last three races have been reasonable results, all in the top 10. And, I feel like I'm finally feeling very comfortable and at home in the car and the team. So I feel like our second half will be definitely better than the first half.
What is it, and I've asked this to different athletes in different sports, but for somebody like you that has competed at such a high level for so long to go through a change and obviously have the feeling out process, what does that do to your confidence as a driver? We know you're good. Yeah. Does it affect you at all, or do you understand, like, hey, this was probably going to take us a little bit of time because you're working with a bunch of people you haven't worked with before?
Yeah, I think it's it's a lot of things. It's one is even just the most basic things of understanding where the buttons are on the wheel, right? You've had the same spot and same dials and everything for 17 years, and then even the brake pedal feel, like, that was a difficult thing for me to get used to. Even the feel of the car was quite different. The process of debriefs and how you work with your engineer. I was with the same engineer for 20 years. Like, he came to a couple of different teams with me, and suddenly working with a new guy, and he's, he was actually working with young drivers, so probably a lot of coaching involved there. So, many different things. It's a very good team. They've got the resource. They got the people to win championships and races. It's all there, and I would say that a significant improvement in many different areas. They're already a really good team. They won on street courses a lot. They needed to improve on short ovals and ovals in general and road courses, which I feel like taking a really good step there. And pit stops, and we're quickest on pit lane last week. So, like I said, all that stuff's just slowly coming into play, and they're only the probably third year into what I would call a big budget team, since Dan Tarras took over the team and got big sponsors and got the money and resource to start competing with Penske and Ganassi. So all these things are coming into play now, and I feel like next year will be super strong.
Is it special for you knowing that you can be a part of taking them to that next level?
That's a part of the enjoyment with my experience and time in IndyCar and time with a really top-level team like Penske. You learn a lot. You learn a lot on how teams, the sort of teams run and some of the processes that they put in place. And it's just, it's taking what they already had that was good at Andretti and then adding what, my knowledge and working together to make a very good team. And like I said, it's very new as far as having the money to do some of these big development projects.
Will Powers here with us at the Omni Nashville Hotel, IndyCar driver. When it comes to just the downtime in between races, how are you able to kind of decompress and just recollect your thoughts?
I like when we get on a roll and it's just week after week, man. Like, yeah, we just sort of, you know, recover by Wednesday and you're back on the road on Thursday.
So you're a creature of habit, which love to hear.
I do like to get on that sort of roll. Like, once you have a couple of weeks in between, you kind of reset. And, I wouldn't mind racing every weekend. That would suit my nature. You know, I like to get in the rhythm and start flowing. And, I seem like I always go better and better as the season goes on because they just get on a roll. That seemed to be.
I feel like you're all like that though. Race car drivers, it just.
Yeah.
I mean, any sport. Yeah. You got to have kind of a routine and a rhythm.
Yes. I feel like there's different personalities, right? Like, there's guys that plateau out, and then there's, you know, a personality that looks further into details, finer detail, and they seem to just keep going and pick up little things that other people wouldn't and end up just in a better place,
sure,
you know, with a higher performance.
I have to ask you this. Australia, from pronounce your home name, Toowoomba, is that correct?
Yeah, Toowoomba.
I worked a lot of overnight shifts at the radio station. I fell in love with NRL, National Rugby League. Okay. I know you're a Queenslander.
Yeah.
I don't know if you follow any of that in your downtime.
Yeah, I haven't for a long time. I haven't because, you know, just haven't watched it.
17 hours, yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah, I know the State of Origin was on recently, and Queensland did lose, which they've won a lot over the last few years. State of Origin is, for people who don't know, it's like it's two states competing. It's a very fiercely fought out game each year, and there's three games, and it's the best of three.
So equating to that, when you drive, I guess, what is the equivalent of that for you when you go up against certain drivers?
They're all good, man, now.
Yeah.
The level in IndyCar is incredibly high. Obviously, Alex Palou has set a standard that is
been incredible.
I've never seen anything like it, like, very impressive. But as a whole, it's so tight, so tight, so hard to consistently win or just win a race now or get a pole position. I've never seen the series in this state of, you know, quality of driver, quality of team. TV numbers are way up, attendance is way up. It's in a very good spot.
You've got a video game they've announced.
Yes,
it's been a while for that. I mean, I do feel like, as somebody that follows NASCAR, IndyCar, F1, IndyCar is probably in the best state it's been in a long time.
Oh, absolutely. I've been there 20 years, and, you know, I was there before the split, and then they, you know, the two series merged back together in 2008, and it has only progressively got better. But in the last 5 years, it's taken a steeper curve of, you know, TV numbers, attendance, big events that we've created.
Sure.
It's very good stuff.
How much did you enjoy? Obviously, we loved having you on the streets of Nashville, and then with the new stadium moved out to the Speedway. But what is this market like? As you know, we've seen success with NASCAR. Now I feel like there's a real big IndyCar market here too. So what's it like racing in Nashville?
It's a fantastic market for us here. Obviously, the street race was amazing. I'm not going to lie, that was, man, that, you know, exactly where you'd want it, right near the city, over a cool bridge. That was epic. Obviously, the stadium being constructed meant that we couldn't race there for now. We're hoping to go back, but the Speedway is a really great track as well, cement track, a high grip, really good racing. Close enough to the city for people to get to, and a destination for people to go. It's not just going to a race. You can go to the Nashville. You can, obviously so much to do in this city. So, very good market for us.
When it comes to, like, from going race to race, like you were talking earlier, and obviously football players in the NFL, they study their playbooks. So, and you mentioned, like, hard surface and so forth. Are you studying that as well throughout each week?
Definitely. Definitely. On simulators. I was on the sim last week. And, massive, $10 million simulator where, you know, this thing moves around in a room with a huge screen, 360. And the track's exactly the same. So you're trying all these different setups and stuff that, you know, areas you thought you struggled last year, we should change this and that. You're vetting them on the sim. The things that you'll do in practice when we have practice on Saturday. Yeah, a lot of video, a lot of data study, incredible the amount that goes into a race before you even get in the car.
When that happens, like, you try different things out in the simulator, and like you go into a race and actually the same situation happens, do you feel like you have the answers to the test? You're like, oh my goodness, let's do this thing.
There's definitely yes, I've learned, particularly like home simulators where you're doing, you know, iRacing is really big now, and sure, it's an online sim and the tracks are scanned so they're exactly as the real tracks. Like, the moves that you would pull in the sim are the same moves that you'd pull in real life. Yes, there are those cases. The sim that we use, like the big sim in a room, is sure, no other cars. It's just vetting actual true setups and situations. So yes, it is about, you know, vetting different philosophies on setup and how do they feel on the simulator. Is this, you know, positive or negative? Yeah.
There was a few years ago that iRacing, they put the Indy cars on Talladega, and yeah, I did that. And even in a simulator, I'm like, I'm doing like 250, you know, down the backstretch. There's no way I think that could ever happen in real life. But
it would be an insane race.
Oh,
it would be very
nuts.
Very unsafe, but it would be an insane race because our cars definitely hurt a lot more when we hit, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the safety has come
big
a long way.
Like, I agree.
You know, unfortunately, you know, I remember when Dan Weldon, you know, passed away, and I feel like since then we've seen a lot of improvement in these cars. I mean, the fact that you guys have the shield, the windscreen now is
the biggest
huge
advancement in safety and since I've been in the sport. I think it's the biggest advancement almost since seatbelts.
Yeah,
for us,
right?
Like, our head isn't exposed anymore. You know, incredibly thick glass and a halo. You got the post in front of your head. So I would say the last two fatalities, like Justin Wilson, Justin Wilson, would have been prevented by that,
right,
by the screen, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and we just had the 25th anniversary of Dale Earnhardt's death in NASCAR. Yeah. And, you know, something that they have had is they haven't had a fatality in a race since then.
Yes.
Because of the – so I love seeing the advancement in safety in all of racing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we love it as fans, you guys love it as drivers, but we want you to be able to get out of the car no matter what happens.
It actually makes the racing better. You're willing to take a bit more of a risk when you feel like you're a bit safer. So, yeah, that's good and bad, but I can't tell you the difference also from the last 20 years, like you say, in advancement. I mean, even in safer barriers and just every time someone got... Like Hinchcliffe, when he had the wishbone go right through him, I mean, that was another big safety advancement. Okay, you know, they've added a plate there so that can't happen. And any of that stuff. I think Bourdais broke his pelvis and then, you know, the cockpit became stronger. So it's just constant upgrades.
When you drove for Penske, obviously Roger had the NASCAR team and the IndyCar team, and we talk about safety, two totally different cars, but were the two sides sharing information about, hey, you know, Logano was in a wreck, this was what the telemetry showed, you know, Will was in a, like, was there any crossover and kind of talking about safety innovations when it came to the cars and the tracks?
On headrests, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember talking to the guy that built the NASCAR headrests on what we should build for Indianapolis. IndyCar supplies a certain amount, and then you add paddings and so on. But, man, I can't move, on Super Speedway, I can't move my head.
Yeah.
I don't want any acceleration. I've got like 1 inch of movement with the Hans device. The headrests have become a long way too, a ton.
Yeah.
A ton when you hit the wall. Like, it used to be hard, man.
Right.
Yeah, now it's like a pillow. So they've made great strides in many areas.
Yeah, Will Power, IndyCar driver, is with us here on the Chase McJoe Show. When it comes to your profession, what got you into it initially? Because obviously you've been in it for so long. Some people kind of forget their coming of age story when they get into the career if they're chose for.
Well, yeah, I was 6 years old in a go-kart, but my, you know, before that was my dad who had an open wheel car. He raced, it's called a Formula 2 car.
Yeah.
And I just was a little kid, just absolutely mesmerized by racing. And, you know, my dad raced, he's my hero, and, you know, watching that and then put us in go-karts and so on and so on. So it's honestly, as early as I can remember, this is what I wanted to do.
What's he meant for you throughout your career, just as a support system along with just in general?
My dad?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, dad. Yeah, without dad, I wouldn't have made it anywhere. You know, he's the one that put me in a go-kart. First time I ever drove an open wheel car, he took me down. I mean, he was there, you know, the whole way until I left the country. So, yeah, massively lucky to have parents like that.
When you're in the off season, do you go back to Australia? Do you try to take some time to just decompress from everything and just try to reset?
I go back for 2 or 3 weeks a year.
Okay.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, just to see my parents and brothers. Yeah.
Is that tough on your body, like the jet lag or anything like that?
It's definitely a tough jet lag, that one. It's worse coming back. Going's not as bad.
Yeah. You know,
coming back, to, for whatever reason, against the sun is tough.
17, like we said, 17 hours. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a long one. What would be the key for you guys to get the victory? Obviously, you're going to have to fight your former teammate, Nashville's own Joseph Newgarden.
Yes,
but
yeah.
What would be the key for you guys to get the win this weekend?
It would, obviously, having a good car, which Colton Herter won a couple of years ago. So the team, I think, has a good setup there. Man, these days, no mistakes in the pits, a good strategy, good restarts, obviously a good car, and making no mistakes as a driver out on the track. Like, it's very hard to win. But I feel like we've been in the position a few times this year, and a mistake has made it not happen. So, you know, it is about that, just taking a slight step down and letting it unfold.
Well, Will, we appreciate you joining us today. It's good to meet you. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Will Power, IndyCar driver, joining us. We'll have more coming from the Omni. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.